Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barb, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, today and every day. How are you?
Good, and today is Friday. And because it's Friday, what does that mean, Barbara? It means it's psychic
night. It's Friday. It is Psychic Dale Shear night.
That's right.
Three readings for our listeners. Is she here?
Dale's here, and so is Richard.
Hi.
Hello.
Aloha, Dale and Richard.
Aloha.
How are you? Great. And I was saying before we went on air how much I missed you guys because we didn't do on purpose the Halloween Friday, the Friday before Halloween, which was good because a lot of people were probably out partying.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, but now it should be all right, hopefully. And
great.
I don't know. We've been exercising and going to physical therapy. I'm doing it for my knees because I have some arthritis in my knees. So we've been going to physical therapy. And then today we went to the pool, and so we were working out at the pool.
Sounds really nice. When you do your physical therapy, does it feel good or do they push you to where it hurts? How does that work?
No. They're giving me just a few little things to do at home for the next 2 weeks, which I'm doing them because it starts slower, then I guess it picks up after that. So, and then when we get to the pool, it should be interesting on, what we do.
Oh, yeah. Well, keep it mobile. That's important. You always are taking care of yourself, our psychic Dale Shear, and I'm glad because a lot of people rely on you.
Well,
weekly.
Yeah, but, you know, I can only live so long.
Don't talk like that. Come on.
Well, arthritis in the knees, I'm getting cortisone shot and some other shot, which is good. But it's still, I need an operation on my knees, but my doctor doesn't want to do it yet. He wants to, between therapy and cortisone and stuff, he wants to see if it gets a little bit better.
My dog used to get that in her joints from breaking her legs, from car accidents. My dog, they would put cortisone in her joints. So I'm glad to hear that makes it better.
Well, yeah, some people it does, some people it doesn't. It does with me, it's fine. I'm not having a problem with it. Richard had it in his hip. It didn't do any good, but then he had to have hip surgery, and he did just fine.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Hip surgery, was that really hard, Richard, to go through that? Was it very painful?
It was not painful at all. It was a piece of cake. I had a great doctor. Boom, I was in and out less than an hour and, doing what I do. No pain at all.
Good, because I heard that rotator cuff is really painful, even with arthroscopic. So it's just interesting how some things can be super painful and then other things it's not that bad.
With the knees. The knees, it takes way longer, I tried, and knowing Richard, since he was 89 years old, I tried to tell him that he needed to get hip surgery, and he's, nobody will give it to me at this age, and I said, we'll find someone, and we found someone in Nevada. I mean, they deal with the ski team over here, so, they work on that. And speaking of ski team, we had some snow.
Cool.
We had our first snow of the year. I was up in Lake Tahoe when that happened. Then when I got down to Gardnerville, it was snowing too. And now they're predicting this whole week is going to be major storms coming in, and they're talking about opening up the ski slopes early.
I love that. But how did Lucky, your dog, like the snow?
Oh, he loves it. When he doesn't exactly know what it is yet,
He'll figure it out.
He'll figure it out. You know, he likes the cold because he has such a thick fur. So, you know, he likes anything that's cold.
It's refreshing.
So, he, you know, dogs are so funny when it comes to the snow. They love to play in it, and they're all good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's fun. And it's so beautiful, so that's cool. And maybe you can go skiing early if you do ski.
By the way, if anybody,
well,
I just got to tell you, the Powerball is $1.6 billion.
I know. I got a ticket. I've had tickets. I've been, I won, actually. $12 off of it already off the Powerball.
Oh,
and
that's
pretty
lucky.
You know, which was, it's better than nothing. So
it sure is.
Whatever, you know, I'm hoping we'll get something. And I have one ticket. In fact, I have to call my friend, and she's in Sacramento. Tell her to buy a couple more tickets for tomorrow.
Maybe I should buy them like we all did last time. I heard about that too, Johnny, and I thought about everybody here tonight because we all like to buy those tickets to hopefully win the lotto.
Uh-huh. Mm. So what are you saying?
I haven't purchased my ticket yet. Am I too late?
No.
Yep.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's not till tomorrow.
That is soon. Remember I bought my last
tomorrow, year? I think the cutoff is about 5 or 6 o'clock, something like that.
Okay. All right, I won't
just
wait.
Just go in and get any 7-Eleven and get Powerball tickets, you know?
I will. Like last time.
Look,
we
know the odds.
My daughter.
Yeah, we know the odds are tremendous, but somebody's got to win it, you know?
That's right.
When you're dealing with $1.6 billion, that's the largest jackpot in history, right, Johnny?
It is now. It is to that point now.
That it's the largest in history?
Yeah. It's officially broken it today.
Okay, so when we were buying them before, nobody won that lotto?
That's right.
And it just kept... Oh, I didn't know that. I thought there was probably a lucky winner.
Nope.
Well, you guys are all in California. You can get a couple of tickets for the group and we'll, you know, pay you or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I'm here. I'll get whatever you want. Just let me know. I've got 7-Eleven right on the corner.
Yeah, well, I don't know what... You just need to run there, walk there, anything, and just get them. It's like...
don't worry, I will. I'm going to walk there.
Two Powerball tickets. That's all we need for us. And put them to the side in case we win, and then we go for it.
Should we call them the Life, Laughter, Happiness Group Ticket Buy?
No. No.
Okay.
Anyway, Johnny, you said you have some people, so let's get to it.
We sure do. Area code 925, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. This is Terry.
Hi, Terry with a T?
Yes. With
and
a T.
Terry, where are you calling from?
California, Northern California.
What part exactly?
In the East Bay, near Berkeley.
Okay. Know it very well. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And how can I help you, sweetheart?
Well, I'm hoping to change careers and jobs soon, and I was wondering what you see for that.
Okay. I'll be glad to help you, but I need a little bit more information, which would be what type of job are you looking to change to?
So I'm looking to change to possibly like a virtual assistant that where I can work from home.
Mm-hmm. All right, you're not giving such as what company, what anything, so I can focus in on it.
Well, I don't have a company in particular in mind, but I will be looking for a position as a virtual assistant.
I don't know what a virtual assistant is, sweetie.
That's like an administrative assistant, but you're working from home. You're working virtually.
Right.
Can you give me some names of companies that would use virtual assistants?
Oh, God.
See, I'm not familiar with
what about
the
Amazon
type of work.
Sure, Amazon would be a perfect example.
Yeah, what they do is it's you work from home rather than going into an office.
Well, that part
is,
I understand.
Right. What I'm trying to
but
say
I
is
didn't
that
understand. I didn't understand what companies use virtual assistants because I didn't understand the word, but now I do. So you're saying, are you working right now, sweetie?
Correct. I am going into an office.
Mm-hmm. And they won't let you work from home?
This company is, I'm completely burnt out.
Oh,
and
okay.
I need to make a change.
Well, you are going to make the change before the first of the year, and you will get a job pretty much right away, and you will be able to get virtual assistant. It's going to take a little bit, not very much time, but get your resumes out there and or do whatever you do nowadays. I think people just put it up on Indeed and people check you out.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be very specific and say, this is what I want. This is what I need. And I see you making very good money.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you. I'm really hoping
it's like,
to do
go
that.
Go for it.
Yeah, I've been really
aren't you taking a trip or want to take a trip?
I've been wanting to. I haven't had a vacation in over 6 years.
I think it's time. Where do you want to go, sweetie?
You know what? I like being in nature. So even like going to Mount Shasta is enticing. I at some point I'd like to leave the country again. I used to leave every year and go out of the country. And my next trip, I wanted to go to Thailand, but let's see.
Hello?
Yes.
I wanted to check myself out. Bali, Indonesia. I saw the movie Ticket to Paradise, which was filmed in Australia. But they said it was Bali, but it was absolutely whatever it was beautiful. So I wanted to check out Bali myself. I've been all over, and I like Europe quite a bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't been to Europe yet.
You're missing out. It depends on where you want to go. I liked England and France. Paris is the number one place I'd love to go and live if I could.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Absolutely love it there. I have friends there and speak the language a little bit, but I love it there. I'd love to take some cooking classes and more French. I just love it. So,
well, I like to travel, but I don't like to travel alone and I don't have a partner. So, you know, I guess
don't they have any sites that people like yourself can get on and get a partner so you can travel with them?
I don't know. I think they do groups. I think you can go in a group of singles.
Why don't you check it out?
Okay.
Yeah, check it out. Check it out. I don't see a guy around you. Is there a reason?
No, my husband passed away 3 years ago.
I'm sorry. And you really haven't been that interested since, right?
My heart's been broken.
I know. Was that cancer or heart, sweetie?
Heart.
And he was older?
He was only 3 years older.
But he was older. They didn't catch that in time? It seems like somebody messed up.
It was chronic. It was chronic. He was having a lot of problems, and it was just really difficult for him.
Okay. Well, he does watch from above, so was there an A or a J in his name?
No.
Give me his name, full name.
Leo. Leo Gonzalez. Olvarosa.
Well, that Gonzalez has an A in the name.
Oh, you're
doesn't
right.
it?
Yes. No, it was easy. Easy.
Okay. Okay. But he does watch over, so not to worry. And it's time you get over it and start to move on. And you're mm-hmm. going to meet, you know, lots of people. So it's okay.
Right.
Yeah, I know it will be.
Okay.
Okay, honey. Well, thank you. Call us back and let us know what happens on your work.
Thank you
thank
so
you,
much.
Mimi.
I really appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Great news for her.
Yeah.
All right.
That was good.
You want to go to the next one?
That is. Yes.
Okay. Area code 772. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi. Before I ask my question, sorry, didn't mean to cut you off. Before I ask my question, I just wanted to say, because I didn't know if the other caller was still on here or not, but I actually work from home. So I was just going to mention to her maybe something she could do. I'm not sure if she's still there, but I do insurance.
Well, no, I'm sure she's listening.
Yeah,
sure.
I do home insurance, but yeah, it's maybe just something to look into for her.
Home insurance, that's kind of fun. What exactly is home insurance? Just like Allstate or something like that, but that you do it at home?
Yeah, so basically when you get home insurance, you have your policy, but I work in a specific department where I actually review inspections all day long, and then we have to send out certain things through emails, call agents, but I work.
Hello? What happened?
She just was gone. Johnny, do you know what happened? What happened to our caller,
where?
Johnny?
No, he's gone.
Oh,
well,
no.
Barbara, here we go again.
Oh, God.
Do you know he's not, he hasn't been uploading to YouTube? Are you aware of that?
Well, I don't think he knows how. And you know what? I think that these shows should be edited because of things like this right here. Part
right
here where people are dropped in things. I want to get that out. I would like to change our hour-long shows into a great 20-minute ones that are easy to listen to. I mean, there's so much great information.
I'm sorry. Did I put the person on mute by accident?
Well, unmute her and let's keep going. People don't
have
patience for this, Johnny.
My apologies.
Johnny, we don't want scripts. So we were talking about you need to edit the shows and do like Barbara said.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Okay. Well, where's the girl?
She's right here. She's on.
I don't hear her, Johnny.
Continue,
okay. There is she there?
Continue. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Put you.
Press the wrong button. Sorry.
Okay.
Should
well,
I ask
where
my
are
question?
We?
Go ahead. So, all right. So this it sounds broad, but it is very specific to me. This question. So do you think being too self-aware destroys happiness, or does it make it better? Is it like a blessing and a curse?
A blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
Are you talking about a person or a relationship? What are you talking about specifically?
I just refer, like, for myself, I feel like I am very hyper aware of situations.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot of anxiety, especially social anxiety, how I'm perceived and stuff. So there's a point to it where I feel like I think too much, and sometimes it feels like a blessing because I feel like I'm better able to read situations, like better eyes for details. But I also,
let me interrupt you there. Mm-hmm. I basically do the same thing. I go down the line from A, B, C, D, E, and look at all the options. If we do this, that'll happen. If you do this, that'll happen. If you do this, that'll happen. Now, you know, there are some people in general that just, they just wing it and they just go with whatever. It's hard to say if it works for you and it's good, well, that's fine. But if it's not working for you, then yes, you should change. You know, you're thinking.
I feel like I hold myself back a lot because of it. And so maybe I don't take a lot of opportunities or go do a lot of things because of the fear that I have and live in.
Sometimes you sound like me. What month are you born?
I'm an Aquarius. I'm a February baby.
Yeah. I'm March, you know, so I am very close with Aquarius. I understand that. I'm Pisces, Aries. But I do the same thing, and I tend to do the same thing. And I'm trying to change that now to just let things fall in a path. I'm aware of it. I'm aware of what you're saying. So letting things fall the way they should fall in a pattern, just let it happen, you know?
That's what I wrote down.
Without interfering with it. And I think that would make you and me a lot more happier if we just did that.
Right. Like I put, is there a point where we should try not to focus so much on certain things and just let it be? So.
Yes, but each thing is individualized. Each, you know, it depends on what you want to do there. It depends on the situation.
Yeah, and I heard the other caller, because she mentioned her husband, because my recent boyfriend passed away over a year ago, so I've had a difficult time from that to wanting to, I just am a little bit more scared of things.
Okay. First of all, you guys both. I'm sure she's listening too. But you guys have to understand one thing, which is we don't die. We die physically, but we don't die spiritually. And our soul still is around. And that can go through eons or lifetimes or different things, you know. And that soul can come back, and it can guide you or help you. So you got to realize that, no, physically, yeah, you die. But spiritually, no, you don't, you know, don't die. In fact, I'd like you to look up something for both of you. I've just been studying the last few days, watching this on TV, it's called Vortex, Spiritual Vortex. And I was watching, do you have Roku by chance?
I do, actually, yeah.
Okay, there's a Flight 401, I believe. Very interesting. It was about a plane crash in 1972 in Florida, and how they had some parapsychologists and equipment, and they were able to hear the voices of the people and talk with them from the other side. And that blows me away, because I sit there and I go, why are they so earthbound? Why are they still there? And they were trying to resolve the crash 50 years later. If you watch this, I think it will blow your mind.
Yeah, I definitely believe he's still here and everything. There was a lot, there was too many coincidences that happened after he passed, like a lot of signs, I would say. Just the only downside is just missing, you know, the physicalness and all that.
Well, you got to get over that. How long has this been?
It was last September, so not September that just passed. So
okay,
a
so
year
it's
ago.
it's relatively kind of new. But I mean, to be honest with you, you're living on this earth now. So you got to go on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I pick up some sort of trauma with him when he passed. What happened?
Yeah.
Was there a crash? A crash or something?
Yeah. Sorry. He was on his way back from work. He was on his motorcycle. And it wasn't an accident. Like, the guy intentionally hit him and dragged him across the metal in between the highways for 100 feet. So, yeah, it was, I was the one that found him, and, yeah, it was very, very difficult.
I can understand that. Why would he intentionally, were you able to arrest the other guy or find a license number or something?
He got arrested. He's still in jail at the moment. The guy that hit him also had a previous charge for, like, car violence. He stabbed somebody's car tires on the road.
Jesus.
So this guy was just kind of not in the best mental place. And I guess, like, my boyfriend, he was in the left lane. We still don't know exactly, like, what happened, but there was video surveillance of the guy cut my boyfriend off. My boyfriend went around him and possibly, like, you know, gave him the finger or threw his hand up. And he didn't like that very much. So he just smashed into him basically in that metal railing in between highways and just drug him out.
Is this close to where you live, by the way?
Yes.
Okay. What you can do, and it works, if you can find, get an old tape recorder and some tapes. You can ask him, your boyfriend, some questions and let the tape recorder run near there or, you know, in a safe place close. Mm-hmm. And you will get messages from the tape because the other side loves electronics and they love to talk into electronics. So
yeah,
you can even do it with,
like,
your phone.
Mm-hmm. I haven't thought of that before, so that sounds like a good idea.
I mean, just to find out, because there seems to be some unresolved stuff. Even though you caught the guy, you guys caught the guy, there's something unresolved that he needs to say to you that he wants to say to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did you know that he was going to ask you to marry him?
Yeah, I think I do. And right before he passed, actually, it was very weird because I remember sitting in the mirror, doing my makeup. It was like a day or 2 days before he passed. I was doing my makeup and I just had this awful gut-wrenching feeling in my stomach that something bad was going to happen, that he was going to die. And I just kind of was like, whoa, what the heck was that? Just kind of pushed it out of my brain. And he definitely talked about marriage. And it was just a big surprise for me because I was just very happy for since like the longest time. And then I just kind of feel like that happiness got taken from me.
Yeah, but everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for us to question. And whatever happens on the other side happens on the other side. They kind of have their own itinerary. And a lot of what happens, too, is a lot of those people that do pass on early, they sort of have a job to do. And they may stay in that area. He may stop other people from getting into accidents. There's a lot of stuff that goes on the other side that we know nothing about.
Right. Yep. I think about it all the time.
Yeah. But anyway, he's sending you another man that you will be involved with, a runner. And that person you will get involved with, there's a T in that person's name. I don't think you know him yet. And open up your heart. Open up your mind to another relationship, Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, Mom. Wow.
Okay.
My heart is just broken. Like, my heart feels like in my stomach listening to her story. Anything with motorcycles. My brother, he drives a motorcycle everywhere. So I can't hardly, you know how you are with pets? Dogs,
yes,
tail.
Yes.
I am like this with motorcycle accidents. Like, I just, oh my God, I'm almost crying, you guys. And we have to be careful of that road rage out there, everybody, because we are living amongst people who are living angry living beings. So they have no patience. They're like a bomb ready to just explode. So,
well, Barbie,
tragic.
Really what's happening is that the world has changed so much. And between COVID and other things, there's a lot of anger with people and rents going up and all kind of things happening. So elections and people being upset. So now
we're
into road rage. Huh?
War.
What, Johnny?
I was saying war. It's me, Barbara. I said war is going on, you know, with people.
Oh, war.
And that's horrible.
Yeah.
Yes. Go on.
Very horrible. And there's so much going on that we're not used to this. We're not used to living this way. We're not used to living with gas prices as high and no cars and not finding a place to live, homeless all over the place. And we predicted it. We predicted it that it would happen. So, it's going to be a while before it settles down, and people are frustrated and they're angry. And that's why a lot of
people are. But a lot of people are finding solutions. I love those little homes that they're building. They're just really
little
homes? 6x6. Well, they are off a lot of places, a lot of cities out there. I saw a little news on it. They're building these little homes, like trailer parks. You just go in there, there's a little bed cot thing with a little washing sink and a toilet, okay? They're doing this for the homeless people in certain areas where there's a lot of tents. Well, I mean, I think it's good if it can be done. These people are look, if you ever got locked out of your home and it's cold outside and you have absolutely nowhere to go and maybe you're hungry too. Oh my gosh. Live like that for 24 hours or a couple of days or three. It's not easy. I want to help homeless people.
Yes, so do I. That is my quest. My quest is to help the homeless and to help animals. If I ever won the lotto, that's the two things I would do. You know, it's just...
You know what I would do? The homeless and children. I think I could relate really well with that. Mm-hmm. That subject.
Well, I would do homeless and animals. What would you do,
I know
Richard?
You would. Yes,
Richard, what would you do?
You know, probably the same thing you're talking about now. The homeless, animals need a lot of help out there. A lot of help.
Yeah, they do.
What about elderly people, Richard? Somebody you can really relate to and they can look up to you. You are a good influence on people in their 90s. Nobody's doing any kind of news about that much. We should do more on you, Richard. People in their 90s, you're active. Dale just told us at the beginning of the show how many things you guys did in one day. Wow. I mean, you're 90.
Oh, that was nothing. That was nothing. Sometimes we do 4 or 5.
We have our days.
Yeah.
Wow.
Richard is, he's amazing. That's what I love about him. He's so amazing is that he can keep up, and we can do 4 or 5 things together. He never gets tired, and it's good. And if he does, he'll go home and take a nap. So it's nice.
Wow. Mm-hmm. He has that energy. Probably because your
naps are good for you.
Naps. Oh, I like naps too. He takes naps.
Yes, he does.
Naps are good for you.
Okay,
sure. I take one at 4 o'clock every day.
But
Okay. Johnny, yeah. Is there another one?
I want to say.
And Johnny, it would be nice if you would give out your phone number, Johnny.
Okay, well, I'll give out the number, but I just wanted to say something. You know, the incident that happened earlier is only because we're getting a lot more calls than I normally do, and the advertising worked tonight. So just so you know. The number
okay,
is
why
5-
are you even telling us that?
Because
well,
I want you to
really
know it's working.
516-531-9874. Never say sorry, no excuses.
Area code 678, John. You're live on the air with Psychic No Share.
Lorraine.
Yes.
Hi, how are you? My name
Hi,
is Kathy.
Hi, who's this?
Kathy.
Hi, Kathy, where are you calling from?
Georgia.
Georgia. Okay, how's everything out that way?
Warmer than usual, so great for us.
That's
for a couple
good.
Days. Yes.
You've had a lot of sad times lately. It's you're trying to. What is all that noise in your background? I hear.
Oh, I don't hear anything. I am laying down in the dark. No noise at all.
That's weird.
Richard,
Johnny, are you?
Nope. Not
John,
me.
What is anybody on the TV on? I hear.
Maybe
do
Richard.
Do you hear it too, Barb?
Yes, I think it's Richard's television. Richard.
No, I don't have anything on.
I don't have anything on.
I don't either. All right, well, we'll try to bear with it. Okay, so probably the other side trying to get there. Anyway, I'm not kidding. I can hear that other
Hello?
Whoever that is said
I
thank
believe you.
You.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, Kathy,
yeah.
How can I help you, honey? You seem to be going through a little rough time.
Yes, there's a lot going on over here. What I'm calling concerning, I had a interview today for a 6-month contract position. Do you see me getting an offer with it?
Okay, are you saying six? What kind of company is it? What do you mean, in 6 months? It's only
yeah,
for
I,
6 months?
I interviewed for a contract position for 6 months. It's supposed to last 6 months with possibility for extension, and it's for an accounting manager position.
Oh, okay, I get it. Your chances are 85 to 90% you'll get it. It's not 100% because they have a few other people they need to talk to. But so far, it's good. Boy,
okay.
I hear some talking.
Yeah.
You're echoing.
Yeah, what?
I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is.
I think it's an echo. I don't know.
And I hear nothing on my side with you guys.
No, it's okay. All right.
That's
so
good.
Things are going to straighten out in the next few weeks. You're going to have a happy Christmas, a happy time. It's all going to be good. It's all going to be positive. And, yes, you are going to get another job right away. So don't worry about this one. If you get this, fine. If not, something else is waiting better.
Okay. Do you see when I'll know if I've gotten this one or not?
No. Psychics are not
really
good. We are not good on time, sweetheart. We are not.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. But it's soon. I got that. Okay? It's before the holidays.
Oh, Thanksgiving or Christmas?
Before the holidays, period. I don't know.
It's right around the corner.
Right.
Like you said, you saw a lot of sadness for me. Do you just see where all the sadness will go away, because I have a lot on my plate for
Well, you know what?
Work.
This is not something I can discuss on the podcast, but if you want a private consultation, I charge $60 for 20 minutes and $100 for a half hour. So if you want that, you can call me at 808-372-1816. 808 972-1816. I know it's a Hawaii number, but I'm in Nevada.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
I'm sorry, I can't go in depth. There's too many other people I got to talk to, okay?
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
yes.
you, ma'am.
Why don't we take the opportunity to give out your direct phone number, Dale Shear, Psychic Dale Shear, 808-372-1816. So you'll
yeah.
be there.
Also
for
my website.
My
and
website.
Your website, and
DaleShear.com.
No, it's DaleDaleShear.
How long
Shears
are your sessions?
For a 20-minute session, it's $60. For about 35 minutes, it's $100. That's what I charge.
Okay, thank
and
you.
And we
for
can cover
me.
A lot of we can cover a lot of territory in that time. But anyway, what I was saying is, it's I forgot what I was saying. Johnny's been doing a very good job today. I thank you so much, Johnny.
Yes,
we're getting a lot of people calling in. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And you're doing so well. I mean, obviously, you've been so intuned tonight, giving people actually a lot of hope because you're seeing it. You're seeing it. Is this how you do it? Are you envisioning it, or is it a feeling?
Yes.
How does it come to you, Dale?
Actually, that's a good question, Barbara. Feelings, mainly I'm a feeler, and visual. You know, and audio, it's all of that. It's just like a combination of things. And I think the highest state is knowing. When I know something, I know it. Do you ever get that feeling you know it, you know it, you
yes.
know it, and it happens?
No question. And it is that way. And there somebody might say, well, how do you know? And you just, I just know it. And it always is true because that you have to go through it with, go all the way with it in general to people out there. Believe in that gut feeling. Don't do sometimes what your brain is saying, maybe I should do this. Go with your gut, I think, and believe, oh my gosh, things will happen. Something happened to me recently. Mm-hmm. I think I got a message from my mother who has passed away.
Oh, what did
yesterday.
You get? What happened? What happened? I want to hear.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I was in the shower, and I got this overwhelming feeling of that feeling of so much happiness that you had when you were a child because you were visiting your grandma in Spokane, Washington, and her shower, you could smell it. You could feel it. You were just there because all the sensations. And I just started thinking, hey, Barbara, go with this. This is weird, but just enjoy it. Maybe it's your mom is there too, because, of course, mother was always visiting. It was mom and grandma, you know, and, oh, my gosh, this feeling
well,
was
when,
there.
When did your
I
mother?
I said, let myself go. I started, this part you might not like. I wanted to go to the realm. I wanted to go there, started to go in waves. Up to the ceiling and sideways. I got out. I had to tell Priscilla right now. And she goes, that is a sign when you feel this feeling and you just in every cell of your body, that's when you
okay, my question
be able
is,
to go.
When did your mom pass on? What date?
April 13th, but this is the second year, but her birthday was just on Halloween. Her birthday is
okay.
October
31st. All right. That answers my question.
Okay.
That answers my question.
Really?
What happens is on the other side, when they visit, you know, mom, dad, whoever, when they visit, it's usually around their birthday or it's usually around an anniversary. So October 31st, that was very significant for you, and that, yes, it was. She came to visit.
Oh, thank you, Dale. It was so significant. All I could do was sit here the whole day and just kind of paralyzed, like, this was my day I always celebrated, not just Halloween, but my mom's birthday, and it was just always the best. And, of course, all October, the whole October, I'm really focused on my mom I think, does that help sometimes when you're really focusing on that loved one that they might come
yes.
to you? Oh,
definitely.
Okay.
You could have made her a birthday cake. It would have been nice.
I did.
Oh,
I posted
okay.
that on Facebook. I'll send you the picture. And I made it a pumpkin candy cake. Oh, I decorated it like over the top with all these different colors of sprinkles and decorations.
I'm sure she appreciated it. I think she was coming to thank you, so that was good. But anyway, I think we have some more people, right, Johnny?
Yes, we do. Area code 631, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Suzanne, and I'm excited about, I'm filling out paperwork to start a new job as a bus monitor next week.
Whoa, Suzanne. No reason to talk fast. We're not in any hurry. Where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Okay. All right. My neck of the woods, which I'm from Jersey, you know, into New York. Long Island's fabulous. Now, you're filling out paperwork for what?
I'm a bus monitor job, and I should be training, excuse me, my throat, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then I just wanted to see what you saw with Love Life. I don't know why it's taking so long. I went on a date. He said he wanted to go for a drink. I'm still waiting.
Whoa. You're jumping again. You just went to job.
No, I'm excited about the job. I really don't have a question about it. I have a question about Love Life.
Well, thank you, because you're confusing me. Okay, so you went on a date, and what happened?
Oh, he says he's going to call me one day for a drink. I'm just, the men I'm meeting, it's like I'm having such a hard time. They have no time to meet or no time to date. And I'm very open up to dating. I have a loving heart, and I want to date. I want to meet my significant other.
Okay. You can't push these things along. A guy said he'll call you for a drink. Probably he won't. But, you know, so you move on. The odds are, if you look at it this way, if you were to date 100 people, maybe 10 of them would ask you out. So it's a numbers game. So don't be upset if he says, I'll call you, da-da-da-da-da. You know, half time they don't, you know, so.
No, but I was just listening to the two widows, and you said, you know, that they're going to meet somebody. I'd like to meet somebody, you know.
Well, that sounds good, but I can only say what I see. You're definitely going to meet somebody. It's going to take a while. It's not going to happen overnight. And definitely we'll meet somebody, but it's yours is through a friend. The friend's going to introduce you to somebody, and you're going to go out, and you're going to have a ball, and you're going to have good fun and good times.
That sounds very nice.
And there's a G in the guy's name. You don't know him yet, but they're going to introduce you to him. Or a blind date, or say go. And if be the case, go. Okay?
That sounds good. And how do you think, I think this bus monitor job's going to work out good for me. I'm positive.
I think it's going to be wonderful.
I think
we need you to do that, to do the bus monitoring. That's kind of neat. It's a neat job.
Well, I think I'm going to start next week, train next week, hopefully.
You will. Okay, right. You have a good one, sweetie. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am.
That is a
okay.
good job.
Okay.
I don't know if it's what my dad did. He was a superintendent after he was 61 and had to retire from being a pilot, which is unfair. He became the superintendent of overseeing the school buses. So he thought that was boring. So he just started driving them as well around L.A. and picking up the children. I love people like that. It is a great job. Go for it. And I recognize her voice. In fact, I thought that was a deja vu because you said, I want to meet my significant other. And then you said, hey, you can't force it. I think this happened before. Am I wrong?
I don't know about Richard drove a bus. Didn't you, Richard, tell me about your bus driving?
Oh.
Bus driving? No.
I mean, not bus driving. You used to have a carpool or something in Washington?
Oh, yeah, that's when I had van pools where you picked up a
What's
lot
that
of
mean?
People.
Oh.
Well, like I lived up on Whidbey Island, and had a bunch of people who lived on Whidbey Island that worked down to university. So rather than 6-7 people trying to drive all down there together.
On the ferry,
yeah, I mean,
right?
By themselves, we would. They provided, the state provided a van, and there was a point there for a number of years that I drove the van and picked up these people on the island at the, you know, we're at our island, you know, early in the morning, and then picked them up in the evening, brought them back, drive the freeway, ride the ferry over, and drive up the island, dropping people off. And it worked very good. And for the people riding, it was very economical. It was very cheap, very cheap. I forget exact
did you
number.
Did you get to know people? Was it a job where
oh, yeah.
they
oh,
got
yeah.
to you know you? To... Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And everybody
that's
that rides
he...
on yeah, that's
how he wrote
you know,
his, everybody... he wrote his 9 books that way.
Oh,
well, the reason,
that's interesting. Richard
well,
Conrad,
I don't know,
by the way.
Okay.
Follow him on Facebook.
New subject. Real quick on that, because everybody had to be to work at 8 o'clock in the morning. I didn't. I didn't have a class till 9:30 or so. So I would drive in that van. I'd be there at 7:30 or so in the morning. And with nothing else better to do. So that's when I started writing books. That's the short version of a short story there. But,
that makes sense to me because Richard drives me around. It's a lot of fun, and he drives me around. And he'll sit and wait, and sometimes it's an hour, and I'm going, oh, I feel so bad. But
maybe he's taking
he somehow... He keeps himself busy. It's good.
Right.
Well, in and out.
When you wait, I bet you, like, lounge back in that new car that you got and take, be in the sunshine. I bet you take a really nice nap, right, Richard?
Well, yeah, you can, or you can go to In-N-Out, and have a hamburger or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I like that, too. I like that. I love that. Well,
or
I love you guys.
Shake.
And all of this is so interesting because our lives, we go through so many of the same things, and we're all thinking about each other, and we're trying to help each other. And I had a lot of fun on this show. How did everybody?
Oh, yeah, this is a good show.
Johnny,
do we have another one?
We sure do. Area code 732, you're alive on the air with Spiky Dose here.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm fine.
My name is Courtney. Hi.
Your name is what?
It's Courtney.
Wait a minute. You're breaking up, and you're talking too fast. Where are you? What is your name? Courtney.
Oh,
okay.
Courtney,
where are you calling from?
I am calling from New Jersey.
Hi. Uh-oh. Jersey. What part? What part?
Monmouth County, like the Jersey Shore area.
All right. I grew up in Newark and lived in Hillside, Lakewood, Toms River, so I know that.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
I was born. I grew up in Toms River.
I loved it. I love Lakewood and Toms River.
So I live in Avon, Avon by the Sea now, which is by Asbury Park. I grew up in Toms River, though, my whole life. Yeah.
But you're lucky. You're lucky. How can I help you, honey?
I'm calling because I had a really bad year, and I lost my dad 2 years ago, and I feel very close to him in the spirit form versus the physical form. We weren't as close, but his
wait,
death.
Wait. But, you're kind of. I'm having trouble understanding you. You got to talk slower. You lost two.
So I lost my dad 2 years ago.
6 years ago, are you saying?
Two years ago.
Okay. And you're having a very hard
this year was a very dark year, very dark year. And mm-hmm. I always feel him with me all the time, mm-hmm. like almost like mm-hmm. he's trying to talk to me. And
right.
I got a puppy in July,
mm-hmm.
and her name is Sunshine. And
mm-hmm.
I truly, in my gut, feel that my dad sent her to me.
He did,
right? I totally knew he did.
Yes.
I knew he did. I mean,
did.
You don't have to just say it. I mean, if you didn't, it's
I'm
okay.
I'm not just saying it. I know
it.
In fact, you
I
will find similarities.
Because,
you will
uh-huh.
find similarities.
Yep.
Let me talk.
Oh, my God.
Don't talk over me.
Sorry.
You will
Sorry.
Find similarities between your dog and your puppy and your dad.
Yeah, I do. They have the same eyes. That's why I got her. The same eyes. And I have been adamant about she was sent to me, and I was never really a dog person, but like I was, but I wasn't, but she's my life. But I believe
uh-huh.
that she was sent to me because my dad mm-hmm. knew that I was struggling, and I'm struggling in a
mm-hmm.
lot of areas of my life, and in love and
mm-hmm.
finances and business and everything. And I think my dad, it was his way of telling me that he's got me.
It's going to be all right.
And
it's going to
yeah,
be all right.
Yeah, I know
you
it is. I know.
You got to settle down. What type of work do you do, sweetie?
I own an ice cream and coffee shop.
Oh, how neat.
Yeah.
Oh, how neat.
Yeah,
my dad used to own one.
Yeah, it's
and
great. It came from a very dark place.
Dark? Like how dark?
I've suffered like serious depression after divorce, and I went through a very bad time. And this is a very representation of light and love, this store. And that's where it came from. It came from a dark, dark place in my life.
Okay, but you got to stop. You got to stop saying that. It's now.
Yeah.
It's turning around, isn't it?
Yeah. It is little by little.
Little by little, it's turning around. Maybe you can make different coffees and some teas and some biscuits
yeah.
and stuff like that, and add that to it.
Yeah, I am.
And what would be really neat with your shop is have internet so that they can, you know, go on the internet and you'd have coffee and internet and
we do
coffee
a lot
cakes.
Of that. Yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff. But you got to promote it a little bit more and for those things, and it'll be good. Where is it located?
It's
Let's
in Avon by the sea. It's in Avon
oh,
by
God.
The sea, New Jersey. Yeah.
I know. I just I wish I were
little,
you, okay?
It's my little town.
I know. I wish Avon by the sea is beautiful. I wish I was you. You know,
yeah.
So. But now we're going into winter.
Yeah.
And we're going into winter, so now is the time to start making hot chocolates and all kinds of
yep.
stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. But I just, that was really it. I knew that my, and Sunshine was in a car accident last week. She got hit by a car. And
Who did?
My dog, my puppy that my dad sent me got
oh,
hit by
God.
A car last week.
Sunshine.
And I thought she was going to die. And I prayed to my dad and I just talked to my dad and she's okay. Miraculously, like she's okay. And
did you take him to the vet?
Oh yeah, she was in the hospital for 2 nights. But
he's all
she,
right. No, he'll be
oh,
fine.
She's okay.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, she's
all
great.
Right.
But I just wanted to solidify that my dad sent me her because I knew he did.
For sure.
I knew he did.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, you have a good day, honey, and get some hot
too.
Chocolate ready and all kinds of things and doll it up for Christmas and it'll be good.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Yes. You're welcome. Oh, how wonderful. I love it.
What
that
a
you
wonderful
put that
day.
In the air.
You know,
Gail.
If we. It, pardon me? What?
You put that in the air for people to think about Christmas and cocoa. And I just started to envision Christmas time, which is so nice.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, this year it's a little rough, but we'll get through it. Anyway, I just want to say, did we leave anybody hanging, Johnny?
Yes, we have one more. Do you want to put this person through?
Yeah, go ahead. Put them through.
Okay. Area code 607. You are live on the air with Psychic Nail Sphere.
Hello. Is this?
Yes, hi.
Are you Love Doctor or are you any question?
I'm sorry. What did you
love
say?
Love Doctor?
No, I'm a psychic.
The show is this side. Okay. I'm wondering about my moving, where I'm going to be, like, next week,
okay,
week after that.
First of all, what is your name?
Nicole.
Nicole, and where are you calling from?
New York.
New York, okay. And are you trying to move out of New York?
No. Just,
I'm really... It's a what?
Living situation problems.
Oh, okay. You are going to move. It'd be within a month or two or less. It'll be to a different place, different town. It'll be fine. There'll be work. There'll be good times for you. It's just you have
mm-hmm.
to get through this and you'll be okay. Okay?
Like, but this place here, how long will I be right here where I'm living right now? Like,
I just said a month or two.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Anyway, we're running out of time. So I'm wishing you the best and have a good one, okay?
Thank you, callers.
Thank you.
And thank you, Psychic Dale Shear, once again, for such a great show, all your expertise, the energy it takes to do all those readings.
It doesn't take any energy at all. But anyway, all I can, because I'm a natural psychic, I want to say thank everybody for calling. Really appreciate it. And you can call next Friday if you wish. And, you know, same time, same place. And Johnny's done a great job of promoting whatever you did. Johnny is great. And
thank you, Johnny.
Could you give out my phone number and my website, please?
Yes. Okay, everybody. I'll do it, Johnny. Okay, everybody. Get your pen or pencil ready. Psychic Dale Shear. She has a website. DaleShears.com. DaleShears.com. And her phone number. Call her directly. She's there for you all week long at 808-372-1816. Text her, call her, book a session. Yes, Dale?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Barbara, and you have a good one. And as soon as you find out about that, you know, I want to know, okay?
I know. I will let you know. Okay. Love you guys. Have a great week.
Aloha. You too, Jen.
Aloha, Richard. Aloha, Dale. Aloha, Johnny.
Right.
Right.